Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilei Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning in the shul this week in addition in memory of Motaram Bat Yitzchak. And today we start Masechta Megillah, and the Mishnah begins as follows: Megillah Nikreis Ba'Achadas Ar B'Shneimas Ar B'Shloshes Ar B'Arbas Ar B'Chamishas Ar Lo Pachos V'Lo Yoser. The Megillah is read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, or 14th, or 15th of Adar, no more, no less. The rule is that a walled city from the time of Yoshua reads on the 15th. The big cities and the villages read on the 14th. But the villages have the ability, if they're not going to be able to handle otherwise, they can push it up to market day. And that's how we wind up with this exchange of 11, 12, 13, 14th, or 15th, why we have such a wide range over here. Ketzad, says the Mishnah, how does it work? We can have 11, 12, 13, 14, was it every day we choose? So Mishnah says, if the 14th falls out on a Monday, so there's no reason why people in the markets can't read the Megillah on the 14th. After all, that is market day. And so Kfarim Bayaros Gedolos, Kfarim Bo Bayom, those in the villages and the large towns read Megillah on the Monday, the 14th. And those in the walled cities read it on the 15th. If the 14th falls out on a Tuesday or Wednesday, so Kfar Makdim and Leo Maknisa, the villages and those who live there read the Megillah on the previous market day, which is Monday, which is either the 13th or the 12th. And Ayaros Gedolos, Koron Bo Bayom, in the large towns they read on the 14th, which is either Tuesday or Wednesday. Umukafos Choma Lamachar, and then those in the walled cities read on the 15th, Wednesday or Thursday. Chalios Bechamishi, if the 14th falls out on a Thursday, so then from again, Ayaros Gedolos, Koron Bo Bayom, the market day is the Thursday, so the villagers join the people in the large towns, they read on the 14th. Mukafos Choma Lamachar, those who live in the walled cities will read on Friday the 15th. Chalios Erev Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on a Friday, so Kfar Makdim Liyom Maknisa, the villagers read on the 13th, which is the day of assembly. That is the market day. That is the Thursday. Ayaros Gedolos, Mekafos Choma, Koron Bo Bayom. And the large towns and the walled cities read on the Friday the 14th, because we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, Shama Yavi Renu Daladamas. Right? Chalios, you're worried that people might carry it on Shabbos. Chalios B'Shabbos. If the 14th falls out on Shabbos, so then you can't read it on the 14th. So then Kfar Bayaros Gedolos, Makdimin V'Korin, Liyo Maknisa, those who live in the villages and the large towns, they push it up to the market day, which is Thursday the 12th. Umukavos Choma Limachar, and then those in the walled cities, they read it on the 15th, which is the Sunday. Now the Mishnah says, in such a situation, last scenario, Chalios Achar Shabbos, what happens if the 14th falls out on a Sunday? So if that's the case, Kfar Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa, the people in the villages move it up to the previous Thursday, which is the 11th. So now we have 11, 12, 13 on market days, right? We have 14th, which is all the time, and the 15th for the people of the walled cities. Kfar Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa, Ayaros Gedolos Koron Bo Bayom, in the large towns they read on Sunday the 14th, and then the walled cities will read on Monday the 15th. Key idea, you don't push back to market day, you only push up, push the Megillah reading up because of market day. In other words, nobody ever says, well, this year we'll follow Mukafos Choma Milimosi Yeshua Ben Nun, right? We'll follow the people who keep Shushan Purim, because only people who are in a walled city from the time of Yeshua, only they have that ability to go ahead and read it then. And of course, the halacha is such to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. Even though the entire Megillah story took place outside of Eretz Yisrael, we want to show the kavod of Eretz Yisrael in the process. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.